off the corner.
The crowd of about 300 people cheered after New York's 1-0 win over Pennsylvania. The win was fitting for the state that has sent teams to the Homeless World Cup on two occasions. Organizer Jeff Grunberg first brought the idea of homeless soccer to New York 3 years ago. That's when he recruited players at a local shelter to prepare for the first Homeless World Cup. Grunberg says he never imagined homeless soccer would catch on nationally.
No, we didn't even think in those terms. We just were focused on the here and now in New York, having a decent team and using it to excite people and to reconsider themselves as people.
Number four, looking for someone to pass to. And it's a kick and block by Daniel. The goalie for New York, number three.
Watching the USA final, one wouldn't immediately think of homeless men pondering self-awareness. Instead, fans watched agile players display quick footwork and fierce ball handling that kept either team from scoring until the final minutes. They looked like athletic players enjoying a game of league soccer. But these players have overcome extraordinary situations to get on their teams. 2 years ago, New York player Comlin Johnson wound up homeless after coming to the U.S. to seek political asylum from his native Togo. Johnson was a journalist who tried to oppose the current regime.
First they killed my cousin, they assassinated my cousin. I ended up in jail for 10 months without seeing a job, without nothing, just for what I was writing, the truth. And when I get out of jail, I found a way to come to the United States, and I did.
Johnson says shortly after he arrived, his bag and identity papers were stolen. The United Nations sent him to a shelter. That's when Johnson joined the team to play the sport of his childhood and college years. After a year, he found work and a place to live.
But I'm still involved in that program because it helped me. It helped a lot of people. I went to shelter in New York to recruit soccer players, people who never play soccer. And when I give them some courage and they try, they love it, and they're still in the team until now.
Today, Johnson coaches children's soccer in Brooklyn. There are stories of seasonal workers who couldn't afford a place to live while they worked minimum wage jobs, and people who lost jobs and homes because of drug addiction or alcoholism. Tournament organizer Lawrence Kahn led a Charlotte team to last year's Homeless World Cup.
In Charlotte, we saw how much this helped folks connect back to society, to realize that they had the power to transform their bodies and also the power to transform their lives. And as a social service organization, we were able to hook them up with the right resources to help them do that.
All 8 team members that went to Scotland last year are now off the streets. U.S. homeless soccer originator Jeff Grunberg says the benefits are great.
This is an amazing opportunity. Sports is to ask people to structure their lives, respond to authority people in a positive manner, rethink how their peers view them, and kind of educate everybody.
Grunberg and Kahn started a national recruitment effort about 3.5 months ago. This, combined with media coverage, spread the word on homeless soccer around the country. This weekend, 56 players came from teams in New York, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, and Washington, D.C. And one team called States United was made up of players from all over the country. New York's win doesn't automatically make it the team that will go to the Homeless World Cup in Cape Town, South Africa. Organizers picked 16 individual players and about 6 alternatives from this weekend's pool. Kahn explains there's a larger goal here.
So we don't want to just take one team where a couple players might carry them. We want to seek out individuals that can go back to their home states and be ambassadors and have a positive kind of domino effect in their hometown.
Grunberg's plan to get homeless people motivated through sports appears to have mushroomed into a national movement. Now his biggest challenge isn't getting a team together. It's raising the $25,000 the U.S. team will need to make it to the World Cup next month. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.